Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a very long time since I last recorded, but since I switched my phone, I had some issues with my app and I finally retrieved it, my account, and here I am to record. So today I am gonna tell you about something which is very beautiful and it gives us a lot of peace when we look at it in the sky. It's the closest celestial body to our planet. Yes, we all know I'm talking about moon. And I recently saw a video about how the moon and its phases affect life on our planet. So we know that the ocean, the tides are definitely affected by the phases of the moon. And whenever there's a full moon, there's a high tide around those areas and there's a low tide on the poles. And as the moon is also rotating around the earth and the earth is also rotating, whenever the moon gets in between sun and earth, it's a new moon. And whenever it's the farthest away from Earth, it's a full moon. And since it does not have any light of its own, it's reflecting sun's light, we are only able to see half of the moon and rest of it is covered. But what about the Earth's pull on moon? Because Earth is obviously 80 times heavier than moon and it is also exerting some force on moon. So what happens is that there are cliffs and cracks on moon's surface, which are called the lobate scarps, which are formed due to the combined forces of moon contracting as its hot interior cools and Earth's gravity pulling on the surface. So the contraction causes the moon's crust to buckle, push together and upwards to form cliffs. And these cracks are because of the pull of Earth's gravity. Now, since the moon's orbit is not perfectly circular, we are able to see the shoulder of the moon, that is the other side of the moon. So if you observe the moon for a whole year, you will be able to notice and you will know that it rolls and tosses in the sky. And it's just not, you know, its path is not perfectly circular. And I have this video of the moon throughout 2021. It shows the lunar libration. So this is called libration, where we are able to see the other side of the moon, the apparent rolling motion that changes the view of moon slightly over time. And every time we have to see moon from the opposite side. And since Earth is also tilted across its axis, we are seeing it away. It's quite away for us. You know, we are seeing it from the opposite side. And the next thing I learned was Earth shine, where the moon's rest of the part is also visible. So see, you know the phases of the moon, right? The crescent, waning, waxing, full moon and the new moon. So as the moon grows into a full moon, it's called a waxing moon. And as it's going back to new moon, it's called the waning moon. And this thin moon, when we see it, it's called the crescent phase. So in crescent phase, often we are able to see the rest of the moon as well. So that's because of Earth shine, because Earth's light from sun is reflected back on moon. And we are able to see daytime moons, especially when it is there mostly, but it happens mostly during the first quarter where the moon is 90 degrees above the horizon. So this was all about the moon, but I found a couple of interesting things to do. So on NASA's website, I found a moon observation journal where you can spend the next month getting to know the moon and its phases. So you can fill out your own journal. And also they have this activity where you can make a moon phase calendar and calculator. So you can pick any date and then you can predict the moon phase on that day. You just have to print out the PDF and assemble a bunch of normal things like scissors, hole punch, brass fastener and tape, pencil and marker. And they have step-by-step guide to making this instrument and you can use it. So I think it's quite good. But I did not just read about the phases and how it looks. I also read about the behavior of human beings and other organisms on planet because of the moon and its phases. But see, the water animals and what animals dependent on living under the sea, of course, they are totally dependent on the moon for their life cycles. But human beings don't have any dependency on moon for their biological cycles. But there has been an increased rate of crime during the full moon and more violent activities. This is because it is said that the full moon makes you more expressive, whereas the new moon subsides your expressiveness. But there's no concrete proof to it, and it's still going on. This debate is still going on. And I also tried to find out, do werewolves actually howl at the full moon? But it's a myth. Everywhere on Google, it's just saying it's a myth. So I don't know if it's true or not, but I like to believe it because, you know, who wouldn't? I'll see you in the next episode, and let me know if you carry out this moon phases activity. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.